And the big question now is, will Godwin Emefiele, the central bank governor, be contesting in one of those primaries? And will he do so while still in office? We're going to be discussing that right now. But before we do, let me tell you what else we'll talk about between now and 6 o'clock. We'll talk about the Senate passing an amendment to the Electoral Act, which would let political appointees be party delegates. Let's also talk about the ministers who are running for president. Then let's talk about Jonathan. So this Emefiele matter, let's start there. I'm not sure I need to recap what's happening there. You know by now that the governor of the central bank has approached the Federal High Court to force INEC and the AGF to let him contest in a party primary without resigning. You know that a group of farmers has already bought the APC presidential nomination form for him at the cost of 100 million naira. You know that those farmers say that they did it to reward him for what the central bank has done for them, meaning the Anchor Borrower, Borrowers Program. What you may not know is that according to the CBN itself, the Anchor Borrowers Program has been a hotbed of wastage. In April last year, the CBN published an economic report. According to the report, between November 2015 and March 2021, the Anchor Borrowers Program gave 615 billion naira in loans to 3 million farmers. But out of that amount, only 152 billion naira has been paid back. So that's 463 billion naira in unrepaid loans over 6 years. Only 24% of that money has been paid back. What happened to the remaining 76%? And that question becomes very important when you suddenly hear that farmers were able to crowdfund 100 million naira to buy a nomination form. Because critics of Emefiele's ambition are now asking, did he permit the non-repayments as a way to campaign fund a campaign war chest? Also, whenever you have a loan program with such a low repayment rate, questions are asked about the selection criteria. How were the borrowers chosen? And of course, in the last 7 years, we've heard so many accusations from farmers that many of the recipients in the Anchor Borrowers Program are so-called briefcase farmers or political farmers. And now some critics of Emefiele's reported ambition, they're asking, well, was the CBN giving loans to party members and political supporters? And this becomes a valid question that the CBN governor has to answer, because we've now heard that he's been a card-carrying member of the APC since February 2021. We heard that directly from the APC chairman of Emefiele's ward in Delta State. Emefiele has not refuted this. He has not come out to say it's a lie. Instead, he is in court fighting for his right to run for office. So let's start with that, Lagos. What do you think about Emefiele going to court? What do you think about a sitting CBN governor running for office? In light of all of this, how do you view the Anchor Borrowers scheme, the Anchor Borrowers figures? Or do you think the two things should not be joined together? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We have WhatsApp 080-959-75805. We've got Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I have your analysis.
Mm.
If the money he has given to the farmer is his own private money, he can go on with it without them paying him back in place of the 100 million naira paid to the state ticket of a presidential election. But if the money belongs to this, Nigeria, with immediate effect, they should give out order that that money should be retrieved back to the source. Because if everybody is borrowing like that from the central bank, as a farmer or as a trader, without paying back, how do you expect Nigeria to go well? Then, as regards to his contesting, without resigning, we have Dora Akuyele, who was the Minister of Information. When she wanted to contest for an election in her state, she resigned. That is a good example of somebody that has good conscience. So, by their fruit, you shall know them. The Emefiele himself has a great skeleton in the cupboard that he wants to cover up by being the president of a country, and evident that he's not even willing to resign, which is already dictatorship. And I wonder what our president is doing with this kind of a situation. Because it is only him that has the power to remove Emefiele.
All right, let's talk to Tony. Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, Tony.
Okay, this is Tony Anele calling from Ijagamo.
Welcome.
So you were asking question on the anchor borrower. Anchor borrower, like any other program that this administration is projecting, honestly, they are using it to patronize, to foster party patronage. Is it the trader money? They are all giving all these things to their cronies. In fact, what Emefiele has just done is immoral. So he's eroding the confidence people have in the CBN and himself. So trust me, whether he resigns or not, CBN is not going to be the same again. So because he has eroded the confidence that we repose in the CBN. So now come to think of electoral materials. How can electoral material be hidden where Emefiele is superintending? It's like hiding a piece of meat in a nest. It can be the same again. So the best for Emefiele, because he's already in the eye of the storm, he should resign. Whether he is contesting or not is immaterial.
All right, Tony, thank you very much for calling. Our numbers are 0700-993-993-993. We've got Tari on the line. Hi, Tari.
Sandra Ezekwesili.
Welcome to the show.
Ali, I'm unable to reach you once in the game mode.
We bless God.
Emefiele, she's very certain of. It's a very sad thing. What a country we are living in. He should be ashamed of himself, first of all. It's not a problem that he wants to contest. I have an issue with that one. But CBN, like the last caller that I told you, he said CBN will never remain the same again. He can't trust CBN again. He cannot. CBN is not, it can't be trusted again anymore. That's why I see it. He wants to contest. I have an issue with that one. But the president, sometimes I wonder, do we still have a president in this country, Sandra?
Yes, we do.
Are you sure we have a president in this country?
We have a president.
This motto with this way, I don't want to go for the next bus stop. Well, I'm going to leave the same. This motto will enter.
Tari, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Ike Shuovi. I'm calling from Isola.
Welcome, Ike.
Yeah, in all of this, I'll blame the president.
Okay.
Because I know he's aware that that man is a card-carrying member of APC. And he's aware that the man wants to declare for presidency. All these people from his cabinet, all of them told him. And each time he would say they should go. How many people from that cabinet now? None of them has resigned. I remember 2 years ago when Fayemi wanted to contest. He resigned from the cabinet. But this was now declaring from the cabinet no resignation, and president is keeping quiet. It's a pity for us. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening. My name is Rosemary.
Rosemary, good evening.
So I know that almost all organizations, and I want to believe that the CBN have their policies.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few things that we just need to check here.
Yeah.
One of them is conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So how much gifts can you receive per time? The money for borrowers and all that was not a governor's personal policy. It was a CBN policy. So should the individual be rewarded for that? So that's there are issues around receiving gifts and then conflict of interest.
Okay.
So that's one. And then there's the issue of the confidence of Nigerians that our materials are safe in CBN. So for me, I think whether or not he wants to run, at this point he needs to just resign, because being a card-carrying member of a political organization is a no-no. That office should be apolitical. And I think those are just my issues.
All right, Rosemary, thanks for calling to share your thoughts. We've got Shay on the line. Hi, Shay.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome. Good evening.
Yes. I think the first person for us to blame is the president, who has failed to uphold the Constitution.
Okay.
As the person who employed all the ministers, he should be the first person that should set the rules. At this point, the president stands aloof and allows the country to be, you know, to be mismanaged, because the sitting CBN governor cannot hold the CBN and continue to, you know, to seek for an office. He has to resign. That's the way countries that have laws operate. And on the other hand, in regards to the loan that we're giving to farmers and all of that, I think it's a time to repay, because it has always been like that. I have not seen any of those policies work in the South. Also, we've applied for loan series. When it's time to disburse, they tell us the money has finished. But there's money to disburse in the North, and which will never be paid back. We can't continue to run a country like this.
She, thank you very much for calling. It's 14 minutes past, well, 15 now, past 5 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Should a sitting CBN governor be able to run for office? You know what's happening with that story right now. What I told you that you may not know is that according to CBN itself, the Anchor Borrowers Program has been a hotbed of waste. I make that point because you know that a group of farmers already bought the APC presidential nomination form for Godwin Emefiele. Farmers said they did it to reward him for what the central bank has done for them. So the Anchor Borrowers Program. CBN's own report says that between November 2015 and March 2021, the Anchor Borrowers Program gave 615 billion naira in loans to 3 million farmers. Only 152 billion has been paid back. So 463 billion naira unrepaid in 6 years. Only 24% of that money has been paid back. So the question of what happened to the remaining 76%, 4 weeks ago, we wouldn't have asked it. But now we have to ask it when you suddenly hear that farmers were able to crowdfund 100 million naira to buy a nomination form. Critics of Emefiele are now asking, well, did he permit them to not repay the loans so that they can fund a war chest for his campaign? And then you hear about a loan program, and anytime you hear about loan programs, you hear about the repayment rates being really low. But with this one, people start to ask about, okay, well, what's the selection criteria? How were the borrowers chosen? In the last 7 years, we've heard so many accusations from farmers that a lot of the recipients in the Anchor Borrowers programs are political farmers. Which means Emefiele's critics are now asking, was the CBN giving loans to party members and political supporters, especially when you hear that Mr. CBN Governor has been a member, a card-carrying member of the APC since February 2021. APC chairman of the of Emefiele's ward in Delta State said that himself. Emefiele has not refuted it. He has not denied it. He's not commented on it. Instead, he's in court fighting for his right to run for office. And Lagos, I'm asking you what you think about this whole thing. What do you think about a sitting CBN governor running for office? How do you view these anchor borrower figures in light of all of this? Or do you think the two things should not be joined together? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
This is Josephine calling from Suleri. Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well, ma'am. Welcome.
Thank you. How long will Nigerians continue to condemn people? Emefiele has the right to contend for presidency. It's time for Nigerians to learn how to vote for the right people. All right?
Okay.
We should mind the way we talk. Giving out money to farmers for food to be surplus, for Nigerians to eat and have enough, and still they are still complaining. What about, I don't know why Nigerians are. Okay, fine. Emefiele still have the right to run for presidency and to still fight for him, to still fight for his rights for presidency, even without resigning, yes.
Okay.
Yes, even without resigning, because that man is doing a great job. Emefiele is doing a great job.
Okay.
I don't know when Nigerians will learn. That man is the right man if God says yes to Emefiele, and I know that God Almighty will say yes to him.
Okay.
Except that God Almighty did not sign it. That is when Emefiele will not run for presidency.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
If you worked at a bank and for every 4 naira you give out as a loan, only 1 naira is repaid, would you say the bank is doing a great job?
Sandra,
You
should know the country we are, okay? Okay.
It's a simple question. Would you say the bank is doing a good job?
I will answer your question.
Okay.
Okay. For the money Emefiele has given out to the farmers, all right?
Mm.
Even the farmers, they can't even work in the farm to bring a good return to the country.
Mm.
Because of the so-called Boko Haram and the other X-Men that are disturbing.
So why keep giving them? If you see that they cannot keep working in the farms because of security issues, why keep giving them money? If you saw 4 years ago that because of Boko Haram they cannot farm, why not stop the program?
My dear, Emefiele is doing a great job. Nigerians should support. They should open their eyes and see what God is bringing for them. Thank you.
All right, Josephine. Thank you very much for calling us. You know, part of the problem with Emefiele running, because I don't think anyone who has called in so far has said he shouldn't run. They all agree that he has a right to run. But for a lot of Nigerians, the question is, how come we are discussing whether or not a sitting central bank governor will chase a party ticket? Because central bankers are expected to be 100% removed from partisan politics while in office. Monetary policy is supposed to be 100% independent of politics, while economic policy under the finance ministry is political. So let's say that Josephine is right. Emefiele has the right to run, you know, and should not resign until 30 days before the general election. It means that Emefiele will not resign until late January. Because remember I said that election is February. So it means Emefiele would not have to resign, if Josephine is right, until late January. If he were to win the APC ticket this month, it means he would be campaigning for 8 months as flag bearer while serving as CBN governor. So for 8 months, he would have the power to set official exchange rate for the Naira. He would have the power to set interest rates, power to order the freezing of bank accounts, power to ban or permit access to Forex for imports, power over the massive debts the federal government currently owes the CBN. The question is not whether, is he good enough to run? Should he be able to do and that and that? The question also is, would that put the nation's monetary and banking system in jeopardy? That's something to think about. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Etim, welcome.
Madam, I don't like the way you attack me when I call in the afternoon.
I don't like how immoral
you say,
your comments
did I
are.
My children? Did I dream?
Yes.
Am I the one that is training people that are reporting a fake dress and fake rice?
99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
It's an abomination for him to be in the office and want to run. I don't know the good job they say they are doing that our Naira have collapsed. You give somebody money, it's not paying back. So the same farmer now gather money. What, I don't even understand this country says. And somebody is coming to defend. It's an abomination. Aru, Abi, Aibo, they talk him. For what now? What has he done to deserve it? God will not sign it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got information to share with you. We've got 1 minute, 26 seconds to do it.
Yes, yes, yes. Everyone is talking about blood sisters. And I think for a while we've been talking about how we need to support Nollywood and stream Nollywood movies on Netflix. And this series is a Netflix original limited series, Blood Sisters. It's been trending throughout the weekend and it's still trending. Characters like Timine, Nancy Sime, Indima, Okeji, they've been talking about their spectacular performance and how spectacular this series is. Literally, the storyline is about two sisters, or not identical.
They're friends.
Mm-hmm. Not sisters, but then, you know, they bond and they have this.
They've been friends for life for a long time. Mm-hmm.
And they get into a very sticky situation where it's entangled with murder.
Do you really want to give away, like, the plot?
I have to ginger them now.
Just trust me, it's really good. Go and watch it.
Okay, that was so short. Yes.
It has everybody in faves. It. Yes. Everyone's in it. Kate Henshaw is in it.
Mm-hmm. Ramsey Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Demi, the actor, is there.
Joke Silva is there. Zach Hodges.
Yes.
It has everybody.
Daniel Etimifyong. And if you're a fan of Inidima, Nancy.
Nancy Sime is there.
Yes. So mm-hmm. just go knock yourself out.
As Wale Ojo as well. Just like really go
spectacular acting. I mean, this is Nollywood at its best, I promise you.
Like
so.
This is like taking it to a whole other level. Mm-hmm. Like, you know all those problems that movies have and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a series actually. It's a limited series. So all those problems that Nollywood used to have.
We've cleared it.
You know, did this one.
At all.
Go and watch it. You will say, oh, Sandra.
Has some foreign vibe in it.
It does. It really has, you know, serious foreign vibes. Like, really, go watch it. You'll love it.
Blood Sisters on Netflix. Enjoy.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll keep talking. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info on 99.3.
Jeremy, is there not a final happiness in your home? Look, wait.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is NOMBA, number.com, to get started.
Housing is a long-forgotten issue for me. Ask me how. I simply embraced financial discipline and opted for a housing scheme that best suits my lifestyle. The Numero Housing Cooperative allows individuals, friends, couples, and you, yes you, in diaspora, contribute towards home ownership at a very convenient installment. To get started, please call us on 0702-500-0038 or 0702-500-0039. You can also visit our website at www.numerocooperative.com. No stress, no wahala. Numero Housing Cooperative, turning dreams into reality.
Mom, adding the new Chivita Smart malt drink to your child's menu is a smart move because the new Chivita Smart is refreshingly tasty and delicious. It has essential nutrients like vitamins A, B, E, and more to give energy to learn and energy to play. New Chivita Smart is available in a store near you. Chivita Smart, energy to learn, energy to play.
They don't disconnect your line sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you not worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, you get some 5 easy steps you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Visit my MTN NG app. 4. Chat with Ziggy on top this WhatsApp number. +234-903-300-0001. Or 5, visit www.mtn.ng. If you no can get national identification number, just waka enter any MTN store or NIMC center we near you, or visit the MTN website to book appointment. Make you do any of these things sharp sharp, oh! Opportunities today now, oh! Make her ask yourself, now waiting will they do today?
Life for this city no balance at all. For most people like Jumbo, na so hustle every day. Jumbo go come out early momo to go work, and he go come back late for night. Traffic back and forth to be like work. Stress don't become every day party. After all this wahala, Jumbo supposed to reach out, relax himself, but crack for incident, back on it, and one no go let her rest. Here, he get one day, after one kind heavy rain, Jumbo reach house, cause he say, all his electronics, expensive laptop, TV, home theater don't swim, sake of say, in roof and wall they leak leaky. What an expensive joke.
Yes, so don't let cracks and leaks ruin your home. Use TopShield, a quality waterproofing product for all kinds of concrete, roof, slab, or decking issues. TopShield, another quality product from Pure Chem Manufacturing, the makers of Top Bond.
Now who no, make he come here, better don't learn.
Blitzdetect.com.
You feel check if your vehicle is booked.
Blitzdetect.com.
You feel to update your vehicle papers. Na convenience be this, oh, oh. No bother about pulling over.
My country people, hey, better don't land, oh.
With the Blitz Detect, you fit to check the status of your vehicle papers, unbook your vehicle, and for your due vehicle papers from your phone or computer. Hey, oh yeah, now make you visit www.blitzdetect.com to get started.
We've got you covered.
As a glamour girl, life comes at you abruptly with situations that stop you in your tracks. One minute, you are living to the fullest. And the next, you are running for your life with your blood sister.
But no matter how far or how hard, as a man of God, can you ever outrun who you truly are?
Explore the drama, betrayal, and suspense of our stories in our upcoming films, Man of God, Blood Sisters, and Glamour Girls. Sign up on Netflix.com.
The football world knows that legends are made in May.
Well, here we are.
There can only be one champion.
Tielemans! It's a stunning goal from Tielemans! This FA Cup final could be finished before halfway.
And it is Chelsea who have won the UEFA Champions League 2021.
Catch all the football championships and season's finals only on SuperSport on DSTV.
Take one. Action.
But father, this is the chance I have.
But I need more energy. Let's take that again. Take two. Action.
But father, this is...
Cut! We're almost there, but I still need some more. Can someone get a bottle of Super Commando, please? Take three. Action.
But father, this is the chance I have always wanted.
Bravo! Now that's what I'm talking about. Take four. Fire on.
Super, super.
Now it's time for your accolades, because you've earned it. Fire on.
to the AMVCAs with Super Commando Energy Drink, sponsors of the African Magic Viewers Choice Awards 2022. Also, follow Super Commando on social media to catch all the action this year. Super Commando Energy Drink. Fire on.
Hey guys, it's Simi.
Naija, stand up. It's Tenny Makanaki.
All right, hello. How are you? It's your boy, brother Shaggy.
It's me, Mama G.
Okay, you don't link your NIN. Make sure you link your NIN with Glow today.
Dial *109#.
*109#.
And link your NIN to your new or existing Glow number.
It's simple.
Make a construct. 20,000 naira bonus after you don't link them.
20,000 naira for free.
Yes, so free.
What are you waiting for?
Grab a massive hot.
Thank you, Glow.
Life for this city no balance at all. For most people like Jumbo, na so hustle every day. Jumbo go come out early momo to go work, and he go come back late for night. Traffic back and forth to be like work. Stress don't become every day party. After all this wahala, Jumbo supposed to reach out, relax himself, but crack for his ceiling, back on it, and one no go let her rest. Here, he get one day, after one kind heavy rain, Jumbo reach house, cause he say, all his electronics, expensive laptop, TV, home theater don't swim, sake of say, in roof and wall they leaky. What an expensive joke.
Yes, so don't let cracks and leaks ruin your home. Use StopShield, a quality waterproofing product for all kinds of concrete, roof, slab, or decking issues. StopShield, another quality product from PureChem Manufacturing, the makers of TopBond.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 5:34. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The National Assembly is amending the Electoral Act again. Welcome to Road to 2023 on Hard Facts. The Senate has passed an amendment today to reward Clause 12 of Section 84. Under the current language, which they passed earlier this year, only elected delegates are allowed to vote at party conventions. Analysts said at the time that, you know, the National Assembly did this to stop political appointees from voting as delegates or from contesting in primaries. But now the Senate is saying that there was an error in that clause, and due to that error, all so-called statutory delegates are barred from voting in conventions. Statutory delegates are people who are delegates by virtue of a political office they hold. So the president, the vice president, governors, deputy governors, local government chair people, these are all statutory delegates. But under the new Electoral Act amendments, they cannot vote. So now the Senate has re-voted to change that clause and let these delegates vote. Senate President Ahmed Lawan says that the House of Reps will vote on the same bill tomorrow. Speaking of Ahmed Lawan, by the way, he announced yesterday that he's also running for president. He also picked up an APC nomination form. Now, remember that before now, President Buhari had asked the Senate and the reps to edit this clause, but Lawan had refused. So some politics watchers are now asking, did he change his mind because he now wants to run for president and he needs the support of president? Politics is such an interesting thing, isn't it? You know, all the give and take. And it happens everywhere. You know, it happens in your family. You want your kid to do something, you give him one thing and he helps you do something else. You want your husband or your wife, same thing. In the office, same thing. So it's interesting seeing all the same dynamics play out. You know, the difference, of course, being that with national or state politics, you know, literal lives are at stake, because, you know, if they politic their politic and bring out someone that is not great, you now are stuck between choosing between the devil and the deep blue sea. And, you know, you make a choice that could be detrimental to your pocket, you know. But anyways, taking the Senate at its word, what do you think about the idea that the Senate and reps made such an error and did not realize that they were disenfranchising all statutory delegates from voting in the primaries? Yes, you can still talk to me about the Emefiele situation. What do you think about him going to court? What do you think about a sitting governor running for office? Especially given all I told you about the implications of that before the break. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, good evening. Thanks for calling. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening.
Maebu Presido.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah. Nice on general duties.
Chris. Oh, Chris, welcome.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Yes.
People should not catch Ruby.
Chris, your line is not clear. I don't know what's happening. Hello?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, but the line keeps breaking up. Oh, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes.
Good evening, ma.
Good evening, sir.
This is Noye, your one and only town crier.
My town crier. Welcome. How are you?
Fine.
All right.
Sandra, see, I don't know which one. If you know that you want to be the governor for CBN, make him become governor. Now, if you don't want to do election, one won't become in president. Make him resign, do the thing now. Abby? Money is not a beleful person.
Okay.
Come on, who's the one itself? Who is the one? So that he will, he wants his opportunity so that he could use that day. Sandra, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I'm not, because you're not finishing your sentences.
So I'm not going to finish. I don't want to make you cut me off, Nico.
Okay.
Baby. Sandra.
Yes.
I bet no vet. I bet anytime you say Chris, come make Chris they call his name. Who should be advisor? You know, call your name. You don't give us the post. We'll never sign them now. And you know, when you become president, we'll begin to collect all your post, both gate man and everything.
No, yeah, bye-bye. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Ibrahim. I'm calling from Agidinki right now.
Welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. Sandra, please, can I please speak about anything?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'll start... I'll start from when Emefiele was the MD of Zenith Bank.
Okay.
I think he's giving loan then because I know many, what's the name, deputy, general manager, GM, and every other thing in that bank.
Hmm.
And I know what could be a disciplined action against people that give up the loan and they recover their loan, the repayment from the people against them.
Hmm.
So now we're having the same issue because it's a national case. There is no problem. Somebody is coming to defend him. He hasn't become a president yet, though. And secondly, I think when former Minister of Mining wanted to run for governor of Ekiti State, he resigned honorably. And that is the same thing I expect people like Ahmed Lawal and Godwin Emefiele to simply do for Nigeria so that they can go ahead with their political ambition. So it's not good for us the way they are ridiculing the country. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Even though I think Fire Me campaigned while in office. I think he campaigned while he was minister. I'm not sure right now, so please don't quote me. 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Solawale. I'm calling from Aja.
Welcome, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to contribute to the program.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
You know, I don't understand why APC is creating all the brouhaha in the country. One moment is Jonathan, the next time is the CBN governor. I mean, why are they doing this? I'm just trying to understand why the government is doing this. Why is APC allowing all this story here and there? And then Governor Emefiele, Abi, whatever, Mr. Godwin. I mean, he should make his intentions known. Why is he holding on to this position and then looking for another one? I mean, why is he doing that? He should understand if there is a law that constrains maybe conflict of interest, you know, that you are holding to this position and then doing this as a public servant. I mean, I think he's in a better position to understand the implications of his actions.
Doing that.
So why is he going to court? He doesn't have the interest. Some people bought phone from him. I mean, all those kind of stories. And then you see the non-performing loans. And that is why many banks died longest time, Oceanic Bank and Co. When you give out loans, there are no means to get the money back. And then you are very happy. I mean, these people don't have any scorecard that somebody can actually look up to and say, yes, you know, I want to really vote for this person. Nobody is ticking their performance in office. And that is why he's volunteering. And sincerely, I'm not losing any sleep because I know that even if APC brings an angel, they've done a lot of damage to Nigeria that we are waiting to use their broom to sweep them out.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let me take a look at messages on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And I have this one here that says, Emefiele should be sacked immediately. He should be arrested and probed. Well, what crime has he committed? Why should he be arrested? We've got a message here. Sandra, the CBN governor's action is an aberration. The idea of running for the post of the president of Nigeria by Emefiele while serving as a CBN governor should make him resign honorably, not to talk of making it known. He had dragged the post of governorship of CBN to ridicule. He should resign immediately whether he wants to run for the post of the president or not. The farmers that bought the form for him should all be investigated by the EFCC. Ima, with that message there. Dear Sandra, permit me to draw the attention of the AGF and Minister of Justice Malami SAN and Emefiele with their cohorts to this fact. Let them read very well the Constitution to check Fifth Schedule Part 1 and see that all the public officers who have obtained expression of interest and nomination forms have violated the Constitutional Code of Conduct for public officers. They have put themselves in a position where their personal interest is in conflict with their official duties and responsibilities. They should all resign by now. God bless Nigeria. Kunle wrote to me with that message there on WhatsApp. Also on WhatsApp, when the entire system is corrupt, what can we do or say? Nigerian politicians are full of deception. Stephen, with that message there. My advice to the APC is they should stop Mr. Emefiele before this case turns to that one that happened in Bayelsa State in case he happens to win. AA from Ojo with that message. If the farmers that are claiming they can't pay back loan due to herders can raise 100 million naira for CBN governor, then the governor must have borrowed the money out to them with the intention of campaigning for him. Prince from Aja with that theory. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. Let me take a final one and then I'll come back to the phone lines. Ade from Surulere says, everything about Nigeria has become a joke. We've taken that message, Ade. We took that message at 3 o'clock. But let me come back to the phone lines. We have lots of people trying to join the conversation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, by the way, if you just tuned in. This is Road to 2023 on Hard Facts. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Charles.
Charles, welcome. Go ahead.
I think that woman...
Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off.
Yeah, okay, my radio is off.
Uh-huh.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you think which woman?
Yeah, that there's a woman that said... Mefele has the right to run.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree.
Okay.
Because he's still in the office. And he said God will never sign such a criminal attempt. God, that's a fraudulent attempt. Herself should not even allow God to strike her where she is.
Okay. When we're talking, we have to be polite, okay? So we have to be polite when we're talking about other people. Nigerians take things like God strike, you know, very seriously, you know, so let's refrain from doing that. Huh? Okay, apologies about that. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm okay, my dear.
Welcome to the show.
The name is Prince Wise.
Prince Wise, welcome.
Thank you. Number one, immediately, he has the interest to become president of this country.
Right.
And that is why he went to court.
Right.
Now, if he wants to do the right thing, he's very qualified to run for the office.
That's right.
He has to resign. He has to resign. And not only Emefiele, all those ministers, they should resign. And why we now go to the doorstep of Mr. President that if this minister speaks to resign, what the work of living is the president? So sack them. I think it still remain 1 year and 1 month for this present government to wind up. What do they want to stop governance? The minister that left his ministry Who is supervising that ministry? Because they don't get from one state to another. They leave their duty. And Mr. President, our friend is just too slow taking action. He must act now to save the country. And for the last one you mentioned, you
the Electoral Act Amendment.
Hello?
The Electoral Act Amendment?
Yes.
Hmm.
You know, the senators, the Senate president, yesterday, he wanted to become president of the country, nothing bad at all. But elected the officer, they don't need to resign. Only the appointed coming minister and commissioner to resign. But for this amendment, they want to do something that is suited. Look, the attorney general, he wants to be governor of his state. He was in Damparu, all this electoral law taken to Damparu and Kangaroo Court to get a judgment. So for me, Nigeria today, we want Nigeria, trust in Nigeria, we want Nigeria to move forward and we have a leader. Our leader should act. That's my stand this evening. My president is not performing to my satisfaction. I must tell him to him. And your leader is worldwide. I hope some of you minister. Someone's advisor is listening to this program.
Prince Wise, thank you for calling. Now, we'll continue this conversation after the news at 6. The news at 6 ends at 6:15. As soon as it's 6:15, you and I will keep talking about all these stories because we've not even gotten to Jonathan yet. But I want to tell you about the ministers who are running for president. Let's talk about that for a bit. And yes, you can still talk about Emefiele or the Electoral Act Amendment. Remember, we still have like 45 minutes to talk immediately the news is over from 6:15. So don't go away. But yes, Timi Presilva is running for president. The Minister of State for Petroleum has picked the APC form. We talked about it earlier on the Big Three. This is why you should really start with me at 3 p.m. You know, everything that happened for this show. 3 p.m. something is happening. 4 p.m. something is happening. 5 p.m. everything is happening. So you need to start with me at 3. So anyways, we talked about Timi Pre at 3 p.m. because there is currently an aviation fuel crisis. Airlines almost shut down because they could not get a good supply of jet fuel at a sustainable price. Previously, they struck a deal with NNPC, which reports to the Petroleum Ministry. But NNPC was unable to hold up its end of the deal, and we ended up at square one. We ended back at square one. Or worse than square one, because over the weekend, airlines threatened to ground all domestic flights. The House of Reps had to step in and ended that crisis. But Silva's critics are asking, well, how come you were silent throughout the weekend? President Buhari is a petroleum minister, but we all know that day to day, Silva runs the ministry. So the question was, how come he did not come to speak to the public? How was this crisis in his sector allowed to get that far without his intervention with the NNPC? By the way, Abuja has been experiencing petrol scarcity in the last few days. So fuel scarcity in the air and on the roads. This is just a few months after that horrible scarcity that almost crippled the entire country. So a lot of Nigerians are asking, should the minister who is presiding over both PMS scarcity and aviation fuel scarcity be thinking about the presidency? This is a similar criticism others are leveling against some other ministers who want to run for president, have declared, have bought form. So Rotimi Amaechi, when he bought the form, we heard it. When he declared, sorry, we heard it. People pointed to the victims of the Abuja Kaduna train attack, who are still in captivity, by the way. When Chukwuemeka Nwajuba, the Minister of State for Education, declared, critics pointed to the ongoing ASUU strike and said that it was an insult. Same thing when Labour Minister Chris Ngige declared. Critics pointed to the same ASUU strike as well as the ongoing NMA crisis. In fact, the National Association of Nigerian Students issued a new statement advising the two major parties to hold their conventions virtually, because if they want to hold physical conventions for here. And I'm wondering, you know, what you think about this criticism. Do you think it's legitimate? Is it legitimate? Is it insensitive and insulting for ministers whose sectors are in crisis to come out to contest for president? If you're unable to call me right now to talk about this, don't worry. 6:15, we'll keep talking about all of these issues. The ministers, Emefiele, the Electoral Act Amendment, and Jonathan. But for right now, let me tell you a bit more information about
Pepsi. So I'm very, very excited about this one because we have the old school music and the new school music coming together for the 8th edition of the African Magic Viewer Choice Awards, right? And it's going to
be... the fact that you're calling Labaja old school for me. Like, how is Labaja old school?
It's like old school. It was the time of...
How is Labaja old school? It was the time of what? Say that to your
I do not think...
Say it. Say it. Let me pour you water now. Say it.
You know, okay, not so old school, but you know, Labaja of then, and we have the new school music, which is the likes of Rema, right? Mm-hmm. So Pepsi is giving us a collaboration that is going to blow your mind, the confirmed bedroom, mm-hmm. right? They're going to be doing a special. Labaja and Rema will be doing a song, right? And you guys just have to catch it because it's happening at the 8th edition for the African Magic Viewer's Choice Awards. And you know, Pepsi Ninja will also be rewarding the winner for the best soundtrack category of the African Magic Viewer's Choice Awards with 1,000,000 naira. Now, you know, Pepsi is super dedicated to investing in Nigerian music and its ecosystem as a whole. And of course, to crown it all, there's going to be an after party. And of course, Pepsi's brand ambassador DJ, DJ Exclusive, and DJ Crowd Controller is going to take it to the next level. So if you want to catch all the fun, if you're not going to be there at the African Magic Viewer's Choice Awards, you can catch it on GoTV and DSTV, the special performance by Rema and Labaja, and of course, the after party by DJ Exclusive and DJ Crowd Controller.
Okay, all right, okay, go and party with the old and new school. I can't believe Labaja is being called old.
Hey, wow.
He's old. Jesus. Anyways, Lagos, stick around. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, you and me, no breaks in between, we'll just talk and we'll talk about all the big stories on the road to 2023. Emefiele, Jonathan, the Electoral Act Amendment, these ministers who are running for president when their sectors are in crisis. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili. The news is up next. Don't go away.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.